Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk. And our very special guest this morning is Mr. Miro Drasković, who is the director of the Dubrovnik Tourist Board. Miro, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And of course, we're focusing on all things Croatia and Dubrovnik today at Holiday World. Lovely to talk to you.
Lovely to talk to you too. And I greet all your listeners and audience.
Wonderful. Of course, Dubrovnik is a place that has become really, really popular, Mira, in Ireland here over the last few years. And I mean, it's a beautiful place, medieval on the Adriatic. It has so much to offer. For someone who hasn't been there before, Mira, what would you say to them are sort of like the top things to do and see when they go there, aside from the wonderful sunshine, food, great wine, etc.?
Well, you said it all, Ed. You know, if first of all, we have the sunshine and food and wine, of course, but then Dubrovnik is a cultural center, and it has been a center for all history now. For a long, long time, Dubrovnik was an independent state, which obviously has left a lot of heritage that we have to show to the people visiting Dubrovnik. Everybody recognizes that. You just, when you look at all the TV series and films that were filmed in Dubrovnik, you just realize that it is really a spot which you have to see at one point in your life. You know that the Games of Thrones are filmed there too. That's something that's really very interesting for the people coming to Dubrovnik for the first time too, of course, if they are followers.
The walled city of Dubrovnik, I suppose people say it's one of Dalmatia's most prized jewels. I mean, you have what I suppose when you use the bucket list words, really, like the Azure Adriatic Sea there. It's not difficult to see why thousands of people go there. You said the HBO series Game of Thrones, of course, the most watched TV program in the world. That was obviously an amazing boost for tourism there as well. To give people an idea, I mean, the fortifications around the old town, I think they're about almost 2,000 meters high for first time people that go there. So, I mean, it's an Instagram heaven really, or for anybody who, you know, for photographs and things. But in the evening, when the midday sun and when things would get a little bit quieter, you know, down through the old Pile Gate, Luckrum Island, which was just a stone's throw, that beautiful island, uninhabited teeming, beautiful vegetation, again, historical ruins. The food and the wines there were amazing. And of course, the beaches, which were really nice, just again, very near the area there as well. There's so many beautiful sunset cruises that you can do there. I mean, there's so many islands around Croatia as well. And I mean, you know, to go kayaking, I remember we did a beautiful kayaking. We went over to Savtash, which was just across the bay there. Some lovely hotels, of course, beautiful places to stay there as well. Now, the Game of Thrones tour was fabulous. And again, of course, King's Landing, Blackwater Bay, the Red Keep, people that would have watched the show will know these were all the locations there in Croatia, which are really beautiful. And then you can go on wonderful trips to like waterfalls, the Krivica Falls, and you can go to Montenegro, all based from Dubrovnik. Isn't that true? Yeah.
Yes. Dubrovnik is basically in the middle of all these things that you mentioned, all the towns that you mentioned. So it's quite easy to get to Bosnia and Herzegovina, to go all the way to Mostar or to Montenegro, for instance. Of course, at the footstep of Dubrovnik, you also have the Pelješac Peninsula, for instance, which is the best known area for red wines in Croatia. I know that Irish prefer beer, but I don't think they have anything against the wine either. So
they got very fancy after the Celtic Tiger, Miro. We became experts on wine, and during lockdown, COVID as well, we were ordering lots of wine at home.
I'm sure you would. And yeah. Anyway, this is the area basically which is really the best for the red wines in Croatia, Pelješac Peninsula, quite accessible from Dubrovnik. Of course, we have our own islands, all the three or four of them, all the way to the National Park of Mljet, which is also very popular with the Irish. And you mentioned already Cavtat, with possibly the most beautiful sunsets in Croatia, along with Dubrovnik city walls, of course. As you mentioned, there are many, many things very, very interesting around Dubrovnik, and many of the people coming on the cruise ships are choosing those excursions. So they are not ending up in the old town at all, but a large number of the passengers always are coming to the old town. What is important regarding the platform is that really the city and the tourist board and all the people who are involved in the platform.
There's lots of flights. Of course, accessibility is always important. And we have direct flights with Croatia Airlines, of course, to Croatia, and via Zagreb to Dubrovnik. We have Aer Lingus, Ryanair, which is great, coming up for the season now. And those flights are starting, the direct ones again, at the end of March. And of course, as we were saying earlier, we have a lovely prize to give away today for return flights and 3 nights in the 4-star hotel Lero there in Dubrovnik that 2 lucky listeners will win as well. Well, Miro, it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. If anybody wants to check out the details, tzdubrovnik.hr, we'll have that all up on our website later on as well. But Miro Draskovic, thank you so much for joining us from Dubrovnik today, and we wish you a very happy weekend.
Thank you very much, Ed, and my regards to everyone listening to us.
Travel Talk with Visit Spain. Discover the smile of the sun in the Canary Islands, because you deserve Spain.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.